Three endorsements found within Vedic literature, by Krishna's mercy.
Adhishyate chayimam dharmiyam samvadam avyo, gyanyagyente naham, ishtahasyamiti me mati. Quote, and I declare that he who studies this sacred conversation worships me by his intelligence. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 18.70.
One of the nice things about reading Vedic literature is that at the end of a particular section, where you come upon the conclusion of a story or incident, a reward awaits. You will be blessed with such and such benefit for having heard attentively. If you may be spaced out for a second or two, if you don't remember everything exactly, you just have to hear again. Or the recommendation might be to repeat a set of prayers on a given day. Anyway, I was wondering if you could give some specific examples of what I am referencing. This would be helpful to those who may not be familiar.
1. Narad in the Ramayana.
Valmiki is divinely inspired, both through the connection in consciousness to a higher region and also the interaction with the bona fide representative. Narad Muni travels the three worlds preaching the glories of Narayana. The saint is unencumbered, the typical bounds of family and job do not apply to him. He takes full advantage of the opportunity. Rather than spend time sleeping on a beach, sipping adult beverages, he goes from place to place enlightening those who are fortunate enough to have his association, who are willing to hear in a submissive manner and take to heart the principles described. Valmiki was originally hostile to the point of wanting to steal. Sadly, that was his profession at the time. Narad had nothing material to give, but a few questions posed to the thief turned everything around. The one of sinful ways soon started chanting the name of Rama and became so immersed that an anthill formed around him. In the Ramayana soon to be attributed to him, Valmiki includes a promise from Narad. The saint says that anyone who hears the work gets to enjoy with their family members in heaven. They won't be alone, everyone will be together in the bliss of devotion to the Supreme Lord.
2. The Siamantaka Jewel Story.
Can you imagine living in the same city as God? He is not unknown either, hiding someplace where only a few people can find him. In this area he is the acknowledged proprietor, the king. Then imagine that one person gets swept away by a jewel that can produce endless quantities of gold. The object garners such attention that the people even spread false rumors about the very person known by everyone to be God. This occurred one time in the city of Gates, Devaraka, where Vishnu resided as Sri Krishna. The Siamantaka jewel became something of a hot potato, causing trouble for anyone associated with it. The accusation was that Krishna stole the jewel for himself. In truth, God is more than gold. Nothing material can compare to him. At the conclusion of the story presented in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the listener gets the promise to be free from defamation. Essentially, what happened to Krishna will not happen to them. This is one small benefit of hearing the glories of God and his pastimes.
3. The Bhagavad Gita.
The content is reward enough. Explanation on life and death. The purpose for living. Why there are so many species. What exactly is illusion and how to get out of it. Prescribed duty versus personal desire. Karma and the destination of the soul after death. Even after giving such a wonderful presentation to be preserved infinitely into the future, Sri Krishna offers the benediction that anyone who studies the preceding discussion with Arjuna worships him with their intelligence. This means that reading Bhagavad Gita has the same effect as traveling to a Tirtha, visiting a temple, or meditating continuously for hours. The endorsements are within the works themselves, but more than someone else recommending a certain process, the proof is in the effects at the personal level. Try for yourself and see if there is a difference. Study the external world, jumping from this topic to that. On another day study Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, measure the impact on consciousness, and then particularly try chanting the holy names as a way to stay connected in yoga. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In closing, as thank you for hearing, rewards offered endearing, like from Ramayana in heaven to go. With devoted family awaiting so. Siamantaka story reader to detect. That against false rumors to protect. More important the interaction time. Dedicate and even better to find.